currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, 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 I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children, it's a premiere podcast, and do you ever wonder why we're here? My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little.
And this is the second time we're recording this intro, because my computer, it do not tonight, apparently.
It do not want to do the do.
It apparently do not want to do that.
And you missed on some great...
There were some really good jokes. I'm so angry about the fact that we keep running into technical difficulties and cutting out all of our good jokes.
People aren't going to think we're just trash from what we put out instead of actually good comedians.
Yeah, like we had a whole bit about Ocean Come Again, it was a good callback.
I had a great animal fact, which I'm not going to repeat.
Jay had a great animal fact that he's not going to repeat, and you'll never get to know what that is. By the way, it's that lions eat the penis first.
Yeah, so goddamn right they do. It wasn't actually, it was a great animal fact that I did not need to learn ever, but I did it as a joke while playing a tabletop RPG, and I googled it, and I was like, I regret learning this.
Anyway, we're here now for another episode of our podcast, Think of the Children. We apologise for the lack of episode last week. There was just like scheduling conflicts, which meant we couldn't record, which was a bit shit, but here we are. You know, sometimes life, it do be like that. Sometimes.
Life finds a way.
Life, do be like that.
Yeah.
So
it finds a way to fucking annoy you.
It definitely does, because life is trash. Jay, how you doing?
Welcome to Think of the True Talk. I'm okay. I'm doing dissertation work, which sucks major penis.
Yeah, you have told me all about your dissertation work.
Right?
It sounds bad.
It is the worst. And I hate it so.
Hence why I've allowed you to come and do this podcast, because now you have a nice...
Oh, thank you for this great reward of having to put up with your nonsense for an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's great. You get a nice little break.
You know, I was trying to do like a little artistic movement of like lying on my side to like fulfill the promise in our first episode that I would be doing on a Shea Lounge, but it really hurts my neck and I don't want to do it anymore, so I'm sitting up.
Don't do it anymore then. You live your truth, hon.
Oh god.
Fuck it. Are you okay? Jesus. You've been burping.
Oh god.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm dying.
We're all dying. So Jay got his ass fingered today, so that's a fun.
We don't have to talk about that.
I would like to.
Okay. It wasn't today, it was like a week ago.
Jay got his ass fingered last week.
Yeah.
By a strange man he's never met before.
I had an anal checkup.
Yeah.
It was great. I had a lot of concerns.
Got a hot doctor's fingers stuff up his bum.
About how quickly he decided we were going to do it. And I was so nervous, but I did very nearly just say, do we have to? But I couldn't muster up the courage, because as funny as I thought it was, he seemed like the kind of person who would not find it funny, because he's like, I don't really want to finger you either, dude. Because who's really suffering? The man who's got a finger in his ass, or the man who's fingering another man's ass?
Well, depends.
Yeah. If it was me, I would rather be neither.
I mean, I'd rather be both. So...
That's just a threesome.
The joke is I like dick. Anyway, we're going to do our podcast now.
That's good comedy.
I know, right? Oh, it's a funny dick joke. Haha, we're so unexpected. We move and twist and dive in ways you can't comprehend.
We cannot even believe
maybe
how
in a
funny.
Minute, maybe in a minute Jay's going to talk about an IMDb cast list. Whoa.
Oh, shit.
The untrod ground that is Think of the Children, the comedy podcast that's not very good.
The IMDb fan podcast.
But it might as fucking well be at this point.
Shit, next April Fool's, we should just release a little mini-sode where it's just like, I read about IMDb.
We slept on that. I need to get you to record an hour of you reading IMDb cast lists.
Or we'll finally do a live episode and we'll stream it and it'll just be me going down IMDb cast list.
I am toying with the idea of a good live episode, actually, because obviously now I have the capacity to do it. So I'm tempted to do a live episode one of these days. Maybe we'll do episode 50 live. Who knows?
Oh my god, we would do that, and we could.
Yeah.
Maybe we should. I'm sure what that sentence was.
Maybe we should and could and will. It's 10 episodes away. That gives us 10 weeks. So, yeah.
If anybody's wondering why I haven't updated any of my writing projects in the last few months, it's because I apparently forgot how to speak English. Because Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's quite bad for a person who's always talk for a living.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
So, should we do our podcast now then? Because we've rambled enough, I think.
Now, I'm going to say something to you that I said, that I really wanted to say to a doctor one time.
What's that?
Do we have to?
Get your finger out of my ass.
Yes. Why is it in there? We don't need that to do the podcast. My God.
It's just it's a treat for you. If God didn't want you to put stuff up your butt, he wouldn't have put a G-spot in there.
Have That's you seen that I'm meme saying? Where it's like... puts the male G-spot up like a man's ass and then like also makes it a sin to be gay. It's that meme with a black guy putting the sunglasses on and smiling. It's the fucking best. I can't my dick move.
You okay, bud?
No. No, I'm not.
No,
okay.
I'm really, really not.
I haven't been okay since I was but a wee lad.
So we'll do it now then. We're going to do our podcast. If you don't know what we do here, we take the stuff you remember from childhood and ruin it in a perverse ritual. Jay, I need to ask you before we get on with the podcast, actually, sort of how the thing we did last week did.
His finger still isn't up there. Oh.
What?
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 I said no, his finger still isn't up there. But
oh, because the thing that he did, that's funny.
Yeah. Let's make the entire focus of this episode the fact that I got my butt pierced.
I'm happy if you are to do that.
No.
So last week was viral cum vectors.
I don't remember what that is.
No, we made Turok colon Dino Sapien brackets N64 video game. That's what we did last week. So how did that do?
I don't know, because like honestly, the only thing I remember about the episode from the last time we did it was just the story of how I was terrified by Ismay.
Was that that didn't even make the edit, man?
No. Like. When the new intro.
Oh, yeah. So you may have heard our new intro, and it scares Jay.
Because the thing is because I, like, whenever I listen to the podcast sometimes in the morning before I go to lectures, so I put it on while I was I had gotten out of the shower, and I was like, oh, there's a new episode, I hadn't checked, fuck it, I'll put it on. So I, like, walked upstairs, and I was, like, getting dry, and I'm like, I'm fucking bent over, not wearing anything, dry on my nuts.
A doctor standing behind him snapping.
A doctor standing behind him. And then all of a sudden I hear Ismay's voice. I'm like, ah! Because nothing is more concerning than being alone in your house, completely naked, drying your balls. And then suddenly a Scottish lesbian is speaking to you from the shadows. And you're like, why?
Ismay is slowly taking over our podcast.
Why am I here? This is happening to me.
So, Turok N64, Dino Sapien N64 video game. If you don't know how it did, I'll just tell you. It did very well, and we made lots of money. Hooray!
Oh, maybe you're trying to take my position as the dirty money boy.
Oh, I forgot you're the dirty money boy. You're not the chief financial officer anymore.
Because it's a double entendre, because not only am I a dirty boy, but also I handle various illegal monies.
Oh, it's a clever pun. Yeah. I like that.
Like the assassination of dignitaries who get in the way of our...
Yeah, the extrajudicial killing of various sort of people to get in the way of our...
Extrajudicial implies that it's, like, sought out by the government. I just kill people for sexual pleasure. Moving on.
Let's do our podcast now. This one comes to us from Sarah at I'm Your Hero on Twitter, one of our esteemed patrons. Thank you very much, Sarah. And she suggests Angelina Ballerina. Which is a show about a little mouse. She's a little mouse what does ballet. How can we ruin mouse what do ballet?
We could just make it like what real ballet is like, which is horrible.
Yeah, like have her go through terrible psychological like breakdowns and like, you know, terrible joint pain.
It's like super depressing. Like Black Swan, but obviously with mice.
So what, Angelina gets into like a lesbian relationship with fucking Alice Nimbles or whatever.
I remember when we were at Richard's house and he like said, oh yeah, that movie's got that like one lesbian sex scene. And then he looked away, and then he turned back around, and me and you had already Googled it.
Of course.
And we were hunched over your phone like, what the fuck? And he was like, what are you doing? And we were like, looking at it. He's like, why now? I'm like, because you said it!
You were 16 years old. Like, that was...
Yeah, like, what the fuck were you gonna do? Like, not look at it?
Not look at it? It's right there.
That's like seeing the Holy Grail to a 16-year-old. He's like, yeah. What? That can happen?
What, a sex scene in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
It is actually... It's like they do that in the moves, visas.
Wowzers.
So, not just saying the prongs.
So yeah, I kind of like the idea of Angelina Ballerina going like full on, like, you know, Black Swan. So, you know, she has a terrible... Her teacher's mean to her. She's angry all the time. She...
Kills a man.
No. She just has terrible psychological damage from the need to be perfect. She's got terrible joint pain. And her friend Alice constantly tries to fuck her, but she does not want to do that.
I just realized, like, suggesting this, I've never seen Black Swan.
I haven't either. I don't know what happens in Black Swan. I know there's a lesbian sex scene in it.
Natalie Portman has
a mental breakdown. That's all I know about Black Swan.
I know that the lesbian sex scene does supposedly come out of nowhere, and it's like, is it real or is it not?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a weird. It seems like a weird movie.
This is a whim. I haven't seen it. I don't watch bad.
I know at some point in the NSYNC's performance, everyone's like, wow, that was a really good performance. And then Natalie Portman was like, I stabbed myself. And everyone's like, why? And they were like, it's okay, it was a beautiful performance. And if I was like that, if I was a stagehand, I'd be like, maybe we should reevaluate the industry of ballet. Because this chick just stabbed herself and fell off a fucking 20-story building.
Yeah, like, this chick's feet are fucked. Like
what is happening to these people?
So, yeah, okay, so it's like a gritty sort of, like, almost documentary into the lives of the terrible shit that happens to ballet dancers.
But also there's one character...
But they're also furries because they have to get the mice in there.
Yeah, but also, like, there's one character off to the side who's the only furry not in the movie. He's like, what is happening?
It's you and me or something. Just like, what's going on?
It's a documentary. It's happening. And we're the filmmakers.
We're the hosts. And,
something will happen. And they'll be, like, yiffing on the stage. And the camera will pan across to me just looking, like, slightly confused. Like, what the... I don't remember ballet being this weird.
I knew theatre kids were horny, but damn.
Like, what is What?
So yeah, we make Angelina Ballerina have terrible mental breakdowns and joint pain, and she punches a bitch in the head because she tries to steal her light, which obviously you don't want.
Yeah, because, like, that's your light.
That's your light, boo.
I could have been your light!
Okay, I got one from my list here, which we haven't done for a while. I'm going to serve you up, Jay.
Ooh.
I'm going to serve you up a little show about a little boy who is actually a plane, and it's called JJ the Jet Plane.
Fucking hate that show. You have no idea.
Fucking terrifying. So JJ the Jet Plane
haunted me throughout my entire childhood.
It's a show about aeroplanes with human faces grafted onto the front in a terrible, grim, fucking Oh god, how have we not covered this yet? Because, like, literally, it's like 3D models of planes with just human faces, like, stretched over them in a grim mask of death. It's fucking awful.
Oh god, yeah, this is... Why is JJ so fat? What is wrong with the fucking helicopter?
Yeah, the helicopter, huh? The helicopter looks like he's...
Also, I love this Reddit post that I've just found about it. I need to read the title. It's great.
Are you looking at it as well? JJ the Jet Plane isn't just a crappy design, it's psychological terror.
Yeah, fucking amazing. I love it. Oh no!
What?
Oh, this is a crime.
Yeah, this whole show was a crime.
No, I don't know what chat to put. I'm gonna put this in the general text channel so our listeners can enjoy it.
Yeah, come over to Discord, by the way. You can read all this. Jay's gonna just drop some of this in here.
You can just... Oh god, this is the worst possible scenario.
Yeah, I know. It's not great, huh? So, how can we ruin JJ the Jet Plane, then?
This older plane looks like he needs to go to psychotherapy.
No, he looks fine. He looks like he's from a different show. Because, like, I get it. The mustache is, like, part of the...
No. There's another plane who looks like he has chronic depression.
Oh, the one with, the face? Yeah, I see what you mean.
And then there's another one of him doing, I'm assuming, attempting Ahagao.
What? Come... There's one of JJ doing a Japanese cum face a little bit further down.
I'm gonna put this on with the comment Ahagao plane Chan.
So how can we... Okay, focus. How can we ruin JJ the Jet plane? This is very important.
Honestly, Ahagao plane Chan seems like the way to go.
What, just have people... What, have the planes fuck?
Oh, there's a picture of one near a human being.
We can't just have the planes fuck, Jay. It's got to be more subtle.
No, I think we just, like... I kind of like the idea of, like, reversing it. So it's like a human with a plane for a face, but it just sticks out. Like, their head, you know, like Gary's mod when you like shrink the head and then replace it with another prop?
Yeah,
you just
do
that, but it's like a plane coming out of it.
I've got good news for you, listeners. There's a JJ the Jet Plane video game.
Oh.
It's called JJ the Jet Plane, JJ Earns His Wings. It's a video game. There we go. So expect a stream in the next few days of JJ the Jet Plane, JJ Earns His Wings. Ismay, if you're listening, I want you on that. So, yeah, how can we ruin JJ? So, are we, like, plane with human plane for face, I like a lot. I hate you. So, for reference, so what's just happened is, Jay has just sent me an image of the lady plane from JJ the Jet Plane. But Jimmy Neutron's dad is behind it, and she is saying, Senpai, how dare you touch my turbines? And Jimmy's dad has got a very perverted look on his face.
Oh,
it's very amusing.
It's not. It's the worst.
So why? Okay, if it's not funny, why did you send it to me?
Because it's fucking... It's funny. It is very funny.
Okay, look, come on. We need to fucking get focus back. We're losing focus. How can we ruin this?
I don't even know, dude.
I like human with plane for face. I think that's a good place to go with it. How about we make a fun documentary about a boy whose face has been terribly marred and it has to be replaced with a plane? Because that's all they had on hand. So it's like it's like one of those like tear-jerking documentaries that you watch on Channel 5. And it's like, this little boy has a plane for a face. It's terrible. Come and laugh. You know how it'd be. It'd be like that sometimes.
Or sometimes we do like a very... I kind of like the idea of going down the documentary route or like for this episode, but like, but we also have it like so that it's the new Air Force unit and they've decided to make plane cyborgs. But there was a problem.
This is Sergeant Johnson. We cut his face off and put a plane in there.
Why'd you do that, Sarge? I don't fucking know, Marker!
Now fly, Sergeant, fly! And he slaps him on the ass and he takes off like a goose. Just like flaps his fucking arms and just like...
No, because I like the image of the plane. Like, he flaps his arms and then the plane engine starts.
Yeah.
But like, he just flies and his body's just ragdolling behind the plane.
Yeah, that's great. Just fucking flapping behind it. And then he goes and destabilizes a South American government. Because that's
what
that's what the American... Stop sending me plane porn, you piece of shit.
Okay, hang on.
I'm fucking serious. Trying to do an this audio one, podcast.
I know, but this one's actually good.
Is it?
It's a Genji plane.
How is that funny?
I don't know.
It's not. Shut the fuck up.
Apparently that's from someone's dream. Why would you have a dream about a Genji JJ the Jet Plane?
Why not?
Tumblr, you banned the wrong accounts. Should have banned that one.
You'll be happy to know, listeners, that JJ Earns His Wings does not have any user reviews on GameSpot, so I may be the first person ever to stream this video game. So that'll be fun. So look forward to that. Hopefully.
I also kind of really like the idea of JoJo the Jet Plane.
Oh, Jay, no, you've done it! Fuck, you beautiful man! So, no, hang on. So is it JoJo with... Okay, this is very... What way round is this? Are we doing... Are we putting JoJo's face on a plane?
No. I got it. You know, like, how they have the anime where it's, like... It's like, schoolgirls, but they're, like, either, like,
they're
assault rifles
yeah.
or shit. We just do JoJo's, but they're planes. So it's, like... So it's F-15 Hellcat Joestar.
That's their stands. Their stands are just, they call it airstrikes.
A-10 Warthog Cujo.
Fucking Zawarudo, and then he just fucking bombs the shit.
He's like, Zawardo! And then it's just like, what's that? It's like, it's Spitfires, fuck! Because he's old, so it would be Spitfires instead of fucking F-35.
Yeah. Oh, that's very, very good. JoJo the fucking jet plane.
Oh,
That's very good. That's excellent. You keep the plot the same, but like instead of doing the punch like Muda Muda Muda, they just fucking crash planes into each other over and over.
Or alternatively, it has the rufflecopter sound effect.
Jotaro.
Goodbye, Jojo.
Oh, we've done it. That's the best.
I can't breathe.
We've done it. That's it. End of podcast. We've done it. We cannot peak any higher.
Oh my god, no.
We peaked. It's it. This is the best episode, ladies and gentlemen. It will never get better than this.
God, I actually can't breathe.
Jay is actually dying. This joke may literally kill Jay.
Oh my god. That is so fucking stupid.
It's so fucking dumb.
And the thing is, it'll probably make more sense than the original series. Yeah,
that's probably
oh my god.
Yeah, it would actually. Oh,
I'm gonna be sick.
Fuck me. That's very good.
Oh no. I need a minute. Oh, oh my god.
Tell you what, should we take a trip to the ads and then we can we can chill out down there. Okay, let's go take a trip to the ads because Jay needs a fucking minute.
Cowing around, crashing the stalks, stomping about, stamping the crop, knocking the swords.
Hello, welcome to the ad zone. Jay's still laughing at his joke, which is great.
Oh, oh shit. Oh.
So we're gonna. You okay? You got it? You there?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm back.
He got this.
I'm actually crying, like almost hysterically.
Yeah, the boy's got this though. Quick fact about JJ the jet plane, by the way. He particularly loves to go to Lightning Bug Lake with Big Jake for quiet talks on a night time.
Oh, Big Jake is totally the name of a sugar daddy. You fucking kidding me?
And one of his favourite things to do is camping.
Oh my god.
A plane enjoys camping. Let that sink in. So yeah, that's that. We'll now talk about the ads. Fucking Jesus, we need a minute. Like, I'm still a little bit. Jay's completely fucked. I'm kind of dazed a little bit.
Oh, it's just kind of so. Because that's just like. I don't even know why. It's not even that funny. It's just so perfect. I have to go on a plane in a few months. And I'm going to get on the plane. And I'm going to at some point say, like, Zawarudo, because I do that occasionally.
Because you're a bastard, yeah.
And then I'm just going to die.
Just die of laughter.
And the worst thing is nobody is going to be able to ask me what's wrong, because I can't spend 5 minutes explaining the podcast. And then explaining the joke. And then explaining both JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. The shortest video I've ever seen explaining JoJo's Bizarre Adventure was 20 minutes long!
Now, here's what you do, right? You're on this plane. You're dying of laughter. Someone's asking you what's wrong. You hand them a business card that just says bit.ly/TOTC40 and it just links them to this episode.
And they flip it over and it's just a picture of Dio with a fucking plane for a face.
This week we are sponsored by Slurp.
Oh no, but what if it's just like...
Can I do the fucking ass?
No, but what if it's the same sort of style, but it's just JoJo faces on the planes? That's a whole new era of terrible crime.
I'm doing the ads now, Jay.
Okay, yeah, I'm good.
Okay. This week, again, we are once again sponsored by Slurp. Slurp is a dessert store located on Church Street in Oswestry. And you can go to it and get good desserts and things inside of you to eat. It's very tasty. Yeah, go there, eat the stuff. You mention our show, you get 10% off, which is alright if you ask me. I'm not your fucking dad. So yeah, go there, do that.
That'd be a really shitty way to find out that like someone was your dad.
By the way, Craig, I'm your dad.
No, not even that. Just like if you said like I'm not your dad, and then someone's like, oh my god, father. And then they'd be like, I listened to this one episode and I knew. And you'd be like, what the fuck? Craig.
Craig, come on. Real quick as well, we have another sponsor.
What?
I know, it's crazy, because we're actually getting... Now that we've moved to Anchor, we're getting recommended advertisers. So...
Not after that travesty that was that last bit.
Yeah, I know, right? Christ. Before we crack on then, really quick, my best friend for the week. We've got to do that. That's a fun bit we do. If you go over to twitter.com/TOTCcast or find at TOTCcast on Twitter, you can find and follow us. And if you do that, you will get a shout out maybe on our program. Following us is the best way to get all your updates. It's basically the main source of communication we have with you all. So go over there and do that. You can find us, like I said, twitter.com/TOTCcast. My best friend for this week, then, is An Adventurer's Guide to Dying. It's a D&D actual play podcast made by some of the guys, but at least one of the guys I know from Crit Chat, Adam, and some other pals of his. And they're doing a fun D&D podcast, which is great. They're all Scottish, and they journey around. Oh, it's great. So go give them a follow. Listen to them. They're probably better than us. They update more frequently than our D&D podcast does, that's for damn sure. So they're our best friend for the week. So go check them out. That's An Adventurer's Guide to Dying. That's at Adventurers GTD.
I also have something to point out.
What's that?
So if you have some time, go check out my friend Elliot is making a film called Nothing Up My Sleeve, which is a quirky short comedy drama following a card-flipping narcissistic magician whose taste for stealing watches finally starts to catch up with him. And it's about an infamous street musician, con artist called Cassius Black, is faced with the threat of eviction by his frustrated mentor unless he finally cleans up his act. It's written and directed by my buddy Elliot. He's super funny, super sweet, super awesome. I think their Kickstarter is over now, but the movie should be coming out soon. I also believe it's his like final thesis for his degree, but it looks pretty sweet. I've seen some of his other stuff he did. He made a somehow heart-wrenching drama about a piece of bread, I think, once. It was good. He's a really talented dude, so if you could check him out, it'd be super sweet, and he'd really appreciate it, and I would as well.
Where can people find this, Jay?
It is on Facebook. I also believe they have a Twitter, so if you just type in Nothing Up My Sleeve, you'll find the Facebook page, and it has little descriptions of all the cast and crew and all the characters and stuff, and it just looks pretty cool.
Yes, it's @NothingUpSleeve on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that.
I would have researched this for this little ad bumper, but I did not... I forgot. It's honestly cool. I love Elliot, but I did forget.
It's cool, I did it for you.
It's been a rough fortnight.
It's been a rough couple weeks, Chief. That's why
it's been a rough 22 years. I'm not even 22 yet.
Oh Christ. Let's get back into the main bulk of the episode then, shall we?
Let's do it. Woo!
Hello there, welcome back to the main portion of our episode this week. We've just come back from the advertising zone. We normally do a bit around that, but there was quite a lot to get through. There was a lot of uncharted territory in that particular ad zone, such as having an advertiser that actually requires me to read a script now and other things. So Jay, you got another one, or do you want me to serve you one up?
You serve me one up on a silver platter. I demand a silver platter. We've got silver platters from the money we've made.
That's true. Good to know. I spent all the money on silver platters. So that's good. I spent it literally all of it on the finest sterling silver platters.
So you didn't pay the bear guards?
Nah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It'll be fine. It's just bears. When have bears ever been dangerous?
Depends which kind of bears we're talking about. Your kind of bears or the actual kind of bears?
Black bears.
That's my question.
North American black bears.
Oh, it still doesn't answer my question.
North American grizzly black bears.
There you go.
Which are two different species of bear, but all right.
Who even knows a bear?
Who fucking knows? So I kind of want to stick with the theme we've created of sort of avian, sort of anthropomorphized aircraft. I want to talk to you about Budgie the helicopter real quick.
Okay, I'm going to Google that.
Budgie is a little helicopter. It's Budgie the helicopter, mate. He's a helicopter.
But he's also a budgie at the same time. Oh my. Oh!
Yeah. This is what JJ the Jet Plane should have looked like, because it's not the worst thing. So I remember this because my nan had a VHS tape of it. So it's just one of them things that, like, you know, I watched at my nan's house. She had a load of, like, Looney Tunes stuff and this.
I am upset. I am sorry to say that, Owen, I did just find a 3D model of it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I refuse. So the premise is the same. Budgie's a helicopter. He's got some mates. They go on little adventures. It's great. So how can we ruin Budgie the helicopter without just fucking integrating him into the fucking hellscape that is JJ, JJ's Bizarre
Adventure? Well, see, he's quite a generic looking helicopter.
How fucking dare you?
So I think what we should do is we should make him a specific make of helicopter. Now, okay. What I'm thinking specifically is a Bell Huey, which, for those of you a bit more knowledgeable in military history, will know is the main infantry helicopter of the Vietnam War. So my suggestion is we do it, is we replace it. Shut up.
Such a fucking nerd, Jesus. Look at this fucking nerd.
Owen. He
doesn't even get laid. Fuck.
I got laid more recently than you do.
Hey, fuck you.
And more regularly. I don't want to have this fight.
Hey, fuck you.
You wish you could, but you can't, so here we are. Moving on. I just say we make it a documentary, except instead of Budgie the Little Helicopter being like an anthropomorphic helicopter, it's just the name of a helicopter in the Vietnam War.
Okay, so it's like it follows the story of Budgie the Helicopter Pilot.
Yeah, the pilot of Budgie the Helicopter, like the air crew.
He's also called Budgie.
Yeah, that's why they call it Budgie the Helicopter, because he's the descendant of Dio Brando, the plane.
The plane man.
Yes, but he is also a helicopter man, which is a great disappointment to his evil father. DOF-35 Raptoro. I couldn't think of a plane to like work that into, yeah. But here we are.
So Budgie sort of is in Vietnam, and we follow his sort of grim story. His aircrew. He tries to keep his optimistic attitude, but like the horrors of war get to him, and you know he comes back from war. Just a changed helicopter, a different helicopter, a broken man, you might even.
Yeah, he comes. He leaves a Bell Huey and he comes back a Black Hawk, so to speak.
Yes,
of course. I don't know what that means, but those are just two helicopters I know.
Those are just the names of some helicopters.
Yeah.
Here are some more names of helicopters I know.
Apache.
Yeah.
I don't know any. Chinook. I remember my mum, because I had no idea what Chinook was until I was older, but I remember when my mum first told me what one was. It was really funny because I was at my grandma's house and a helicopter went over and I thought, oh my god, look, it's got two... I heard a noise and I saw something going over, but it didn't look like a helicopter because obviously it has like two rotors. So I was like, oh my god, what is that? And my mum just goes, it's a Chinook. And I was like, oh, it's a bird then.
You'll be glad to know that there's a new Yuri anime on Crunchyroll that we're going to watch after this.
What? That entire time you were looking up Yuri anime?
No, it was being advertised to me. Like, I've seen this advert like 5 times now, so I'm like, okay.
What is it? I probably read it.
It's called Citrus.
Oh, I've read that.
Yeah.
Don't.
Why not?
Because it's fucking dog shit.
But I like cute Yuri anime. Fuck
yeah, but it's incest.
Okay.
But they're stepsisters. Ew. That's the whole premise.
Ew. Okay.
It's really bad.
Then maybe I'll find some better Yuri anime. There's one called Convenience Store Boyfriend, which is great. I don't know if that's Yuri, but just I think that's hilarious.
Oh! No, that's not the one I think. There's a really sweet story I read ages ago about... I wasn't sure if it was that, but it's about a girl who has a crush on her manager. But she's like a high school student. He's like an adult, so he's obviously not paying attention to her in any way.
Obviously.
And he's just a really nice guy. And she's like, I'm in love with him. And he's like, I'm an idiot, and I don't know how to live. And it's just a show about them all working in a cafe, and it's really sweet.
So we send Budgie to the Vietnam War, and then he destroys anime forever.
Destroys anime?
Spurned
what?
Spurned by his father. Yeah, spurned by his father, Dio...
F-35 Raptoro.
Dio Black Hawk Downo. He destroys anime, and destroys all this terrible incest Yuri anime that exists.
I mean, I'm down for that, sure.
Yeah, why not? And then we follow his adventures, and then he comes back a changed man, a different man, a biplane. I don't know what that fucking joke is.
Maybe this has already happened, and that's why we have a MILF isekai anime now.
Sorry, what?
I was on Twitter the other day, and apparently I saw a video advertised as a MILF isekai anime.
I'm already Googling it. There's literally a fucking thing that says there's a MILF isekai now. It's like the first post.
Yeah, I think it's that's by Sydney.
I'm not watching a 10-minute YouTube video about some fucking random YouTuber I don't want to see.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who is? What is it called? I just want to know what the fucking thing is called. Christ, I'll even use your redirect link. Just tell me. Do you love your mom and her two-hit multi-target attacks?
What?
So the premise of this is a child is unwittingly thrown into an RPG world with his mother as part of a secret government scheme. But his mum is OP as fuck.
This
looks amazing!
This is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
It's
just all MILFs.
I'm reading about this. I'm going to get this on Bookwalker like as soon as this is finished. Okay, so we've done Budgie. Have you got anything else?
I don't know. I'm blown away.
We've got time for one more, I reckon. Okay. This one comes from Bonnie Lewis, friend of the show, Bonnie Lewis. Thank you so much. And they suggest Harvest Moon, the fun video game series in which you farm.
Oh, so it's like...
Stardew is really, really heavily inspired by Harvest Moon. It's not quite the same because Stardew is better because it has some quality of life changes that Harvest Moon games really, really need.
I don't know what that means, but...
Stardew's less of a grind than Harvest Moon. It's still a grind, but like Harvest Moon has some gameplay problems that Stardew sort of irons out.
So it's probably because it's...
How can we mean Harvest Moon? Apart from make it you farm drug. Which I think is too obvious.
Make it... we could isekai people into it, and it's just that they own a farm.
Okay, I like this. So it's a new isekai anime, Harvest Moon.
But, like, the premise is, like, the protagonist gets sucked into his favourite game, Harvest Moon. Except he's still, like, a no-personality asshole weeb guy.
Yeah.
And none of the women want to talk to him.
But his mum is also there.
And she's
really good at it, and all the women want to talk to her.
Yeah. And then we just make it a show about mum who's gay.
She's trying to get her son married off to one of these girls, but no one likes.
I think we could go down a wholesome route where she's like her son looks like at her mum and is like, oh, cool, like that, like it's because she's nice that they want to talk to her. So maybe if I like hang out and just be
so
a nice
learns,
guy.
He learns how to be a human being from his mother.
Yeah.
Maybe like then, beforehand, his mum has like they have like a very distant relationship.
Yeah,
and
he's like
isekai'd into a farm. This actually sounds really nice and good. How can we make this weird?
But then
a plane crashes. It's Budgie here to destroy all our.
Yes, it's the tie-in movie. Budgie arrives and kills the protagonist and. The mother... No, that's it! We bring in the horrors of war because Budgie is like... Actually, I don't know if I want to do this bit. Never mind. Take it that way. Get rid of that one.
Okay.
Because it would have been bad. Yeah. But, you know, so Budgie comes in. They fight. Budgie is the villain. And the mom is killed and he has to go on an revenge story. But, like, even though the whole show was super wholesome, we immediately reverse it as soon as it gets serialized as this new show where it's just this typical harem anime and it's really shit.
What we review is like Harvest Moon carrot,
yep.
Top, tofu den or something. I don't fucking
know. Yeah, and it's just like, really, it's really it's
like,
bad.
It's like
and
Super
nothing,
den, but like, yeah,
yeah, nothing happens.
Yeah. And what he like?
I was gonna come in and like Budgie is like he comes in and he kills an entire village of people. I was like, that's probably not good.
Maybe so. Like you know in the second series, like he's still like, oh man, now what do I do? My mum's dead. Then like he finds
his mum's girl picking up skills were too good, and now he has picked up all the girls, and it's like a massive harem.
Transfers. So when she dies, it Highlanders out of her into him.
Yeah, and then
there's a visible transfer of energy. His hair stands on end. He gets an anime haircut, and he becomes.
And then it turns out, and then
it
turns
out
his
mum was the protagonist the whole time, and it transfers.
And then it turns out it's like radioactive, and he dies of radiation poisoning.
Surrounded by his wife and kids, just like.
And the show finally reveals its true title. Love is radioactive. Don't do it. And then Budgie comes through and murders everybody with an M60.
Because Budgie's back, bitch. You can't. Budgie's a cryptid. You can't keep.
We do like a super long, like light novel, like title, which is my mum's No, like my mum.
My
mother's
antagonist energy transferred into me, and now I have radioactive poisoning.
And also Bungie's back, baby. And then.
And also Bungie's here to kill us all. Oh no.
M60 yo. M60 Chan is here to rock, and then he kills everyone in the village, and everyone's like, "Oh no."
Sofu Dan.
Sonico.
X.
M60 Art Online.
Deluxe Edition.
Clannad after Narm.
Z.
MILF Dust Crusaders.
Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast this evening.
MILF and Wind.
It's called Think of the Children. Where apparently we're a biplane enthusiast podcast.
MILF tits are unbreakable.
Okay, Jay's gone off a deep... Jay's gone off to a deep end. By the way, if you're listening to this episode because Jay has just handed you a business card, he so just get him some medical attention, he'll be fine.
Just end me. Be done with it.
Or just fucking step on his neck. And
I can't stop making JoJo references.
If you're listening to this because I gave you a business card, that's why I want you to listen to the podcast. At which point, what the fuck are you doing?
And also, I still need help.
Also, Jay still needs help, yeah.
You probably got this card because Owen's sick of dealing with me and he just wants to be done with it.
I want to get a new co-host. anyway, that's it for our show. Jay, did you enjoy yourself? You enjoyed yourself?
I had a great time. I laughed so hard. I farted multiple times and my stomach hurts.
Great. Thanks for that. You could have gone the whole podcast without telling me that, and yet you decided to do it anyway.
Yeah.
You're a piece of human waste.
You
absolute fucking apostate. So that's it for our show. If you want to follow us on the social medias, you can do that. You can go over to twitter.com at TOTCcast. Follow us there. You might get named my best friend. Much like Adventurer's Guide to Dying, follow us. It helps. We keep dipping under 50. Like, we keep getting to 50 and then losing a follower. I'm getting fucking sick of it. So if someone can help us get over the edge and get us like 55, I'd appreciate that.
I can bully my friend Kyle into following us, even though he follows only football people on Twitter.
We have Facebook as well. You go to facebook.com, search TOTCcast, it should get you there. You can also find us on our website, totcast.com. That's the best place to find all our links to our social media and whatnot. So go do that if you want. You should. If you enjoy the show, best way to do it. If you also like our show, you can go and tell your friends about us. We'd really appreciate that. We don't advertise our show in any way at all, so the only way we can get new listeners is if you tell your pals about what we're doing. So go tell your pals, or even better, do that and give us a 5-star review on iTunes to help us get through the algorithms. That would be really, really helpful, so thank you for doing that. I do read all the reviews. If you leave a review, I have read it. If you left a comment anyway, if you haven't, you know, it's fine. It's just a review is not as good. I hate to break it to you, so maybe like write a little thing. I don't know. No, it all helps, for real. Okay, so you can also go over to patreon.com to give us some money, if you so desire. You can go to patreon.com/TOTCcast to get access to all kinds of bonus content. You can interact with us. You can get like an exclusive role on the Discord for like a fun patron chill-out tent. There's also bonus content. We'll give you a shout-out, much like our current patrons, Jelly and Sarah Meaden. Thank you so much. I've announced this on Twitter, but like because we don't pay hosting anymore for the show, the money we make from TOTC now on the Patreon will be put into a pot to help improve the show. So like the first item on my agenda is get Jay a proper audio setup.
Yay!
So we haven't got to use like you know the blue snowball he's using now. It's fine, but it doesn't sound as good as my like Audio Technica, whatever the fuck it is.
Also, neither of us really have the expendable income to actually...
We do not, no. I spend all my money on the food I need to eat and live. And Jay...
I have no money... And I have no money in the bank.
Yeah, so we don't really have the money to do that. So, you know, we'd appreciate if you can go and help us out. It will help improve the show. And you get stuff for it. What's not to love?
Yeah.
If you want to get something tangible, physical for your patronage, you can do that. You can go to bit.ly/TOTCshop. And you can buy some merch. I actually just bought some merch off there. I bought myself a phone case with our new logo on it, designed by @RamonaGMusic on Twitter. Ramona, well, I love her. She's very great. She made a good logo. And you can get all your new logos and shit on mugs and T-shirts and whatnot. One of you fuckers, and this is a call out, one of you fuckers has a mug on it, a mug with the old logo on it. You piece of shit. Fucking make yourself known on twitter.com @TOTCcast because I need to know who owns it. This has been your call out. Jay, have you got anything you want to plug?
I have a fantasy series I write, sometimes called Wanderer's Realm, which you can get if you go to bit.ly/Wanderer's Realm. It's Wanderer as in walking around, not Wanderer as in thinking about it. I have been super busy, so it hasn't been updated in months, but I'm working on finding the time to do anything with it. So check it out if you'd like.
You should go check it out.
Stuff inspired by D&D, which it is.
Other things, yeah. Obviously I've just bought a new video game of a thing, so that means I'm going to do another stream soon. So if you want to know where I stream, you can follow me on Twitter at TheOwenPiper. That's probably the best way to keep up with what I'm doing, because I'm a creature of whimsy. I just kind of do things according to my own agenda. So just go over there at TheOwenPiper to let you know when and where I will be streaming JJ the Jet playing the video game. I also stream my other stuff as well sometimes. So
I'm also working on, I currently run a D&D campaign with some friends at university, but I am attempting, or I had a start attempting, to write that up as an actual story. And if anybody is interested, I may consider streaming it, so then I could probably ask some questions about Dungeons & Dragons and shit.
Yeah.
But I'll have to figure out how to do that, but I can figure that out.
I need to talk to Ismay about getting you on Crit Chat or something, because that'd be good.
Yeah, all of my D&D stories are about terrible things that my players do.
I think you'd have some good insights there. That said then, Jay.
Yeah, what's up?
Before we end, I'd like to thank once again our sponsor, Anchor, this week. You remember Anchor, you know, they sponsor us. Make sure you go over to anchor.fm/start and you can start making a podcast really, really, really fucking easily. Literally, you can do it on your phone. You don't need an expensive audio setup like we've got. Like I've got. So you can just go and do that, you know. So anchor.fm/start. For that, we've got one more sponsor then, Jay. I hope you fucking thought of who it is. Has this ever happened to you,
man? Owen, I've got to be honest with you, dude. I'm really, like, I know you love it, but I'm really sick of you hearing you talk about Panzer Girls, the anime.
I mean, I do enjoy Panzer Girls. I love it when the girls transform into tanks and battleships and airplanes, and
I just
Zawaruto.
I really just wish you wouldn't. Well, but luckily for you, I've got this new product. It's called Weeb Friends Remover.
Weeb Friends Remover? How does it work, Jay?
Well, if you look at this innocent tablet that I have placed here on the table, it's quite simple to operate. You see, it has the core Weeb Friend Remover cartridge in the center with a simple pin and lever design.
Oh, okay, so how do I make this work?
Well, you simply give it to your Weeb Friend or apply from a distance by removing the pin and releasing the lever and counting to three and then either throwing or running away from your Weeb Friend.
It's not very good, Jay, but what if my throwing arm ain't so good?
Well, then you can try our alternate.
We've Deluxe Edition Z.
Deluxe Edition Red Mode. Weeb Friend Remover Fire Red.
How does it work, Jay?
Well, you have a tank of our patented Weeb Remover Cream. And you connect it up to this nozzle dispenser, which is hooked up to a heating unit. And you simply fire away your wee friends. Literally.
Oh, God. So you can go ahead to bit.ly/weebfriendremover to get your own version of Weeb Friend Remover Leaf Green or Weeb Friend Remover Fire Red. Go over to bit.ly/weebfriendremover. With that said, my name is Owen Piper.
And now that we have so many sponsors, I'm getting closer to be able to say my name at the end of the podcast now. I just broke my hairband.
Oh no. Thanks for ruining the flow of the outro, Jay. I really appreciate that. You've been listening to Think of the Children. We got it in one. Not this week. Had to do the intro twice, but, you know, we almost did it. Thank you so much. Once again.
Drink of the wine. That's fine.
Well, hey there, nerd. Do you run games of Dungeons & Dragons, play the Good Sweet game, or want to but have no idea where to start? Well, come on over and listen to Crit Chat, a D&D advice podcast with a rotating cast of experienced DMs just waiting to give you all the best tips and tricks to make your games of Dungeons & Dragons the very best they can be. From how to run a campaign for first-time players to which monster in the manual is the most dateable, we've got it all. Find us by searching Crit Chat on your favorite podcast app or under podcasts on iTunes.
Warning, Quick Chat is obligated to talk about goblins at least once per episode. Anyone listening to this podcast may experience feelings of desire towards them and many other fantasy creatures, including but not limited to centaurs, satyrs, the inevitable, flumps, various golems, thrycreen, animated armor, shield guardians, cadaver collectors, any and all demons, and, if you're kinky, the rug of smothering.